WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. For the next hour, the House is hearing debate on whether to remove Kevin McCarthy as Speaker after a crucial vote not to table the issue in the chamber. CBS's Scott McFarlane explains.
That attempt to stop it has failed. 10 Republicans joining all voting Democrats who were voting in unison today to knock that down, which sets the table for something bigger later this afternoon. A motion to vacate, this motion to kick Kevin McCarthy out of the speakership. There's no indication the vote on that will change from this test vote.
Florida's Matt Gaetz triggered all of this after McCarthy worked out a spending deal with Democrats this weekend to avoid a government shutdown. McCarthy, unfazed.
If you throw a speaker out that has 99% of their conference that kept government open and paid the troops, I think we're in a really bad place for how we're going to run Congress.
A vote is expected later today. Hunter Biden pleaded not guilty in Delaware today to 3 federal firearms charges. This stems from a purchase there in 2018 where the president's son is accused of lying on paperwork about his drug use. Former President Trump back in court in Manhattan for day 2 of his civil fraud trial. CBS's Robert Costa's there.
Trials take months. The judge said yesterday at the opening of the trial this could go all the way to December. And so it's very unlikely, according to Trump's advisors, he's going to be here another day, most days, if at all. But he wanted to have a presence at least at the start. And knowing Trump, if there's a big witness coming, maybe his former fixer Michael Cohen, maybe somebody else, he might show up.
The Justice Department is taking sweeping action now against China and Canada for selling chemicals to make fentanyl to drug dealers here in the U.S. and cartels in Mexico. Attorney General Merrick Garland.
We know that behind the deaths of hundreds of thousands of Americans is a cartel-driven fentanyl trafficking network that spans countries and continents.
Colorado's highest court will hear the case of a baker soon who's facing more legal trouble for refusing to cater to the LGBTQ community. Here's CBS's Matt Piper.
At issue is whether Colorado baker Jack Phillips' cakes are free speech and if it's a violation of his First Amendment rights to make a cake with a message he does not support. Phillips won a partial victory 5 years ago before the Supreme Court after refusing to make a gay couple's wedding cake.
He says he's being targeted again for refusing to make a cake for a transgender woman. More than 75,000 healthcare workers with Kaiser Permanente could walk off the job tomorrow.
People are overworked. People are not able to give the patients what they deserve.
Contract talks resume Friday. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
Imagine. The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. The Altoona Public Library is celebrating National Banned Book Week by allowing residents to check out books that were once illegal. The display also includes information about what kind of books were banned last year and will be open until Saturday. According to a WQOW report, Library Director Aaron Wilkins says people have asked for the books to be removed for a number of reasons, but the week is about people choosing what they read for themselves. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction is granting over $1.1 million to schools to help reduce or prevent the use of alcohol, tobacco, opioids, and other drugs by students. Through the Alcohol and Other Drug Abuse Grant Program, over $900,000 was awarded to 46 projects serving students in 63 school districts. $250,000 was awarded to 23 school districts through the Opioid Prevention Grant Program. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Delicious Honeycrisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
for just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Aldous Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Aldous Show on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right to the front lines of history in the making. History is in the making right now. I say history is in the making right now. The House of Representatives is giving speeches just prior to voting on whether or not to oust Kevin McCarthy as Speaker. Yesterday when we were talking, we talked about Mac Gates, a very sick puppy, blind Mac Gates, a guy who... He's out for himself. He's not out for America, that's for sure. Blind Mac Gates threatened to bring a motion to vacate the chair. That's a special kind of motion. It's very rare. It's only happened a handful of times in the last 100 years. And one of the reasons it's rare is up until the time that Kevin McCarthy was elected Speaker, it took quite a few people to get together to say, we want to vacate. We want to throw this person out. And I think at times it was 25% of the caucus or of the Congress, that kind of thing, changes over time. Well, these characters, the so-called MAGA caucus, the Freedom Caucus, would not support Kevin McCarthy, and he needed their votes, would not support him if he didn't agree that one member of the House of Representatives could yank him out and call a vote. One, just one. Just one. Now you take a look at Tommy Tuberville in the Senate, who is single-handedly, he's a white supremacist, pro-Putin, pro-Russia, hates our military, hates America. He is blocking promotions of our flag officers. See, Rand Paul in the Senate, just one guy, blocking ambassador appointments. And as a result, we didn't have an ambassador in Niger when there was an Islamic takeover and a pro-Islamic, pro-Russian government got in as a result of that, and they are now murdering Christians and turning to Russia against Ukraine. That's Rand Paul. And J.D. Vance is not approving U.S. attorney appointments. But the Senate has these weird rules. It's called unanimous consent, and any one senator can halt the whole government. I think that's wrong. We're going to talk about that in another segment. But that was never the House. It was never the House. The House was majority rule, just as the Senate should be under the Constitution. But McCarthy caved in because the only way he could become Speaker, he went to 15 ballots, is if Matt Gaetz and his running dogs, Matt Gaetz and his kind, his ilk, were appeased. And he said, sure, any one of you can call the chair, vacate the chair. Well, Gaetz did it. There's a lot of speculation as to why he did it. One of the things that we may have all forgotten and that is, it's public, it's generally known, is that he's under investigation by the House Ethics Committee because of the allegations in that criminal case where he ultimately was not charged, but they were investigating him for trafficking underage, at least one underage girl. And they were also investigating him, according to press accounts, for drug use. Well, in the Congress, there's a bipartisan ethics commission, and they investigate people, Republican or Democrat. One of the ones they investigate, of course, is George Santos. They have investigated Democrats in the past, and they are currently investigating Matt Gaetz, and Matt Gaetz is mad. He's angry at Kevin McCarthy because, as Speaker, Kevin McCarthy could have stopped that, and he did not. So that is the speculation that that is Matt Gaetz's motive. Well, there was a motion to table the resolution. Yesterday, we talked about that. It failed. 11 Republicans voted not to table it. Tabling would have meant throw it in the garbage. Let's get around to it 10 years from now when we've got nothing better to do. So that didn't work. All the Democrats voted against it. In other words, they didn't want to table it. They wanted to go forward. That surprised me. And actually 11 Republicans voted with the Democrats not to table it, to go forward with it. So it failed something like, I think it was 208 to 214 or 16 or something, maybe 218. Not all congressmen voted, but none of them just voted present. Some of them just apparently weren't there. The reason I was surprised that the Democrats, that all of them voted, and I think there were 208 or 9 of the 213 Democrats voted not to table, in other words, to go ahead with this thing, is because a very easy way to have beaten Matt Gaetz and said, all right, look, Kevin McCarthy ain't great. He's not our cup of tea. But Kevin McCarthy did come around and pass a 45-day clean resolution, continuing resolution, with none of the strange stuff attached. The only strange stuff was failing to include Ukraine aid, and that's going to be coming up in the next vote. And I was puzzled until I saw the interviews of Jim Clyburn and others why they did that. It would have been very easy for 10 or 15 of them to have voted present. They don't have to support McCarthy. They vote present. That would have lowered the overall number of people that McCarthy needed to table it. He got 208 votes. So say 20 Dems say, no, we just vote present. Then 208 probably would have been a majority. The reason they did not, and it's not all that complicated. And no one trusts Kevin McCarthy. I don't trust Kevin McCarthy. But the fact is that on Saturday, with hours before we were going to shut down the government, hours before, Kevin McCarthy put something on the floor where he had a majority of the Republican caucus, but a lot of people not with him. And he got it through on Democratic votes, 209 Democratic votes. I think he only got about 156 Republican votes. You could say that that took an act of courage. I don't ascribe much courage to him. What I ascribe is he'd like to stay on as Speaker. And what I would have done, and I assume that Hakeem Jeffries had somebody talk to his staff to see if he would do this. 45 days from now, the 17th of November, is going to be another shutdown. This is only a 45-day deal. Another shutdown. And we need Ukraine aid. And I assume somebody went to McCarthy and said, look, we'll give you enough Democratic votes to table this thing, but we absolutely need a clean one-year budget extension, put it beyond the next year's elections, one-year budget extension along the lines of what we just did, which ain't great. Joe Biden negotiated that with Kevin McCarthy. It was a cut It was a cut because it froze spending at a level that didn't take into account inflation or anything else, any new programs. But it kept the government running. And we would have wanted Ukraine aid. And if he had said that, and it may be that he did say that, but here's the clincher. Here's the reason why the Democrats said, hey, no way, we are not going to bail this guy out. He went on all the networks over the weekend, and you know what he did? He blasted the Democrats falsely. He said, it was the Democrats that brought us to the brink of shutdown, but I and the Republicans saved us. That was false. He got 209 Democratic votes out of 213. Only one Democrat voted against it, Quigley from Illinois. And he's a principal guy. He didn't like the fact that Ukraine aid had been taken out. It was the Republicans that did it. McCarthy's sin, and he has plenty of them, is that he's clumsy and he is not the sharpest knife in the drawer. Anybody with ability in that position who wanted to keep his speakership would have known that he could not alienate the Democrats once they just bailed him out. So the correct thing would have been to not mention, you know, who was responsible for the shutdown or anything else. Just go on there. He's a Republican. He can say, look, I'm very, very pleased to say that a majority of my caucus, the Republican caucus, voted to keep the government going. And we had support from the other side. The American people got what we needed. Our military is going to keep getting paid. Our border patrol will get paid. Our air traffic controllers will get paid. The government will function. It will not be shut down on my watch. If he had said that, I think you would have had 20 Democrats vote present and this thing would have been tabled. But they look at that and they say, how can we trust this guy? The odd thing is, I trust him for one thing, which is to save his own skin. But if he wants to continue to be speaker, if he beats this vote later on this afternoon, and right now they're speechifying, and then they're going to vote right in during our show. So we are monitoring it. And as soon as they do vote, if they vote in this show and not in the next show on this network, we'll bring it to you. But if he wanted to obviate all of that, he knows if he were speaker 45 days from now, he can't say, okay, shut down the government, don't pay the military. He knows that. He knows that he has to vote for Ukraine aid. He knows that. These things are going to have to be brought up in the House. And under the Hastert rule, remember, the Hastert rule replaced the Boehner and the Ryan rule, which basically Ryan and Boehner would put things on the floor that didn't even have a majority, didn't have a majority of the Republicans. The Hastert rule said you got to have a majority of the Republicans. He did have a majority of the Republicans. And the idiot, he went ahead and did the right thing. He knows he's going to have to do the right thing again on November 17. And the idiot goes on and insults the Democrats. And a lot of them think they can't trust him. I don't trust him, but I trust him enough that he saves his own rotten skin. I'm going to a break. I see the lines. The lines are lighting up. Do not hang up. This is a short break. We got to go to a break. Back after the break, the lines are open, 844-967-2789.
What's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent.
Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Aaron comes in every day looking like he just stepped out of a Turkish bathhouse because it's so hot in there. Just to recap, so far the segment has been filled with dog vomit, old men peeing, and Aaron wearing a dish towel. So we're...
Hey man, your name's on the show. Your name's on the show.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
It is going to be another warm one today, partly cloudy, up to 84 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 15 to 25. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms, 65. Tomorrow, a lingering shower or thundershower in the morning, then partly cloudy, cooler, 71. By Thursday, partly cloudy with a high of only 64. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 84.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else. Hey.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We go right to the lines. Jack of Merrimack, my friend. You're first. What's on your mind today, Jack?
Yeah, wonderful Republicans. More time wasting again of the people's time in the House of Representatives. Let's see now. What have the Republicans done for America? Well, they tried to throw America into default by voting against extending the budget, the continuing resolution. They whine continuously about the border. They don't do anything about what they say is a crisis. They blocked aid for Ukraine, thus encouraging Russia's genocide there. They're holding so-called investigations into Joe Biden with no evidence, but still threatening impeachment. And now they're proposing to remove McCarthy as speaker. But I've listened to a fair amount of the debate, so-called debate time. They whine about the debt, blaming Biden, who's actually reduced the deficit. I'm sure you realize that. And of course, they're not willing to reverse the $2 trillion in welfare to billionaires that they passed a few years ago, and they're whining about the border crisis on this debate, but they're not even having, they don't even have a proposal on the table. The continuing resolution, very, very short time. And just one other little detail, there's no actual budget even. Sort of reminds me of the good old Steve Goodman song, "What Have You Done For Me Lately?" Nothing is the answer.
Good call, Jack. Yes, very good call, my friend. Thanks for calling. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. You're next. What's your mind today, Bill?
Oh, man, I hope you watch the hearings this afternoon. The guy who was sitting directly behind Matt Gaetz slept through 95% of it. I thought, well, at least we got representation. You know, I thought, gee, he's almost my double. You know, he's saying what I'm thinking. He's literally slept through all of it. Here's the point. The last caller just said, I think Jack of Merrimack, what was his name? He said it perfectly. They're so good at doing nothing. They excel in doing nothing but whining and complaining that they don't get their way all the time. I cannot believe, but I think this is going to cleanse itself. I think it's going to wash itself out. You know, just when you think Trump has 91, I say let's go for a perfect score. Let's get 100 felonies. You know, let's do it right, Donald. I think you're going to take a long walk off a very short pier, and I think by this time next year, we'll see who's left after the smoke clears. Thanks, and give me your opinion, Matt. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you're right, Bill. No, you and Jack, two terrific calls. Here's the deal. Here's the deal. There's one more shot at trying to resolve this thing, which should end up maybe keeping Kevin McCarthy in on a short leash so that he does the right thing, maybe somebody else. There's a thing called the Problem Solvers Caucus. Now, what is that? I've talked about the Common Sense Caucus, the Middle Caucus. It's about six, now maybe more, Democrats and Republicans who are in districts that are not gerrymandered to ensure that they get reelected. In other words, they've got to represent all the people. And there's a couple of them out of New Jersey, I think New York, California, Pennsylvania, a couple of others. There's a guy named Brendan Boyle out of Pennsylvania who's terrific. He's really good. In any event, these people get together and they say, look, you know, we're different on a lot of issues. And they're equally divided, Democrat and Republican. We're different on a lot of issues, but let's go through issue by issue and see if we could come to a resolution. And they did. They put in a request today to delay the vote. McCarthy nixed it. And McCarthy has the power to grant or not grant such a motion. And he denied it. He thought that by jamming Gates and the rest of them, he could push this through. He could push his position through and keep the speakership. The problem with him, he does not realize what offense he caused when he went on all the networks over the weekend saying that it's the Democrats that try to shut us down, just lying about it. He didn't have to do that. He's never going to convince Gates and his running dogs and his fellow travelers, the Freedom Caucus, to support him. Never going to do that. This didn't help. What it did do was deeply offend a lot of Democrats who are quite respected, like Jim Clyburn. So they initially said, okay, the heck with you. And they stood back and they voted against the motion to table. But the Problem Solvers Caucus is still meeting. And the Problem Solvers Caucus has some very, very competent people. And I think that the Republicans in the Problem Solvers Caucus certainly want aid to Ukraine. Certainly don't want a budget junked up with a lot of garbage, but they're going to want some immigration reform. And a lot of Democrats think we need that too. It's just that the Republicans have not put anything on the table as to what they really want. So stand by. This vote will occur. And quite frankly, now it's close to 3:30. I'm not sure it's going to happen on my watch. It may be happen during Devil's Advocate and then Dom and Crew can hit it. But whenever it happens, the fascinating thing will be how many Democrats come over to make up the votes of the Freedom Caucus that vote against McCarthy. And I think right now there's six of them that have sworn they'll do it and a seventh who says he may. That may require something like a comparable number and maybe even a few more Democrats to get to a majority. And that's a lot. There's a lot of Democrats that won't do it. But to respond further to Bill of Economowoc's point and to Jack of Merrimack's points, the Republicans excel at doing nothing. They don't have a platform. They decided in 2016 not to have a platform because Moscow Mitch said platforms can only hurt you. You say what you're going to do and you make half the country mad. Without a platform, you can tell everybody anything you want. And that is what is going on. Come to another break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. There's a lot more back after the break. You can take the hard way.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
CBS News Brief. Members of the House are debating now whether to keep Kevin McCarthy on as Speaker ahead of a critical vote. Florida Republican Matt Gaetz.
Staying late at night, working hard. That's what the American people expect. It's something Speaker McCarthy hasn't delivered, and that's why I've moved to vacate the chair.
Democrats are also expected to vote to remove him. Hunter Biden was back in court in Delaware today to face federal gun charges. CBS's Catherine Herridge.
When it came time to enter the plea, that was done by his attorney, Abby Lowell, who said Mr. Biden pleads not guilty to the three charges.
The Justice Department's taking action on fentanyl trafficking and issued a series of indictments and sanctions. Attorney General Merrick Garland.
And we know that this global fentanyl supply chain, which ends with the deaths of Americans, often starts with chemical companies in China.
Firms in Canada are part of this, too. CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. Some details of the investigation into Chippewa County Sheriff Travis Hakes are being released. According to a WEAU report, the investigation involves accusations of inappropriate and unwanted text messages from Sheriff Hakes to another sheriff's department employee that were, quote, unequivocally sexual in nature. The report also says county and department leaders spoke with Sheriff Hakes about the communications, to which he replied he was trying to make the employee feel welcome. Sheriff Hakes also says the report demonstrates a fundamental lack of respect for the roles of an elected and independent sheriff, and it is largely driven by people with a political agenda who don't like the decision of Chippewa County voters. The Chippewa County Sheriff vowed to fight the investigation against him. An October 10th meeting could determine if Chippewa County will move to remove the sheriff. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. It's what's on tap for the Chippewa Valley.
93.5
The Tap. This is 93.5 The Tap.
Well, she's fashionably late.
Welcome back to Match Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, here's the deal. The note's coming in. The vote is currently happening. We're going to stay on it. If it comes in, we will announce it. This is on the vote to remove Kevin McCarthy. I want to get to crooked Donald Trump, lying Donald Trump. He was in court in New York today in his fraud trial for a second day. He's already lost a summary judgment motion. Summary judgment, this is a civil case now, not a criminal case. Civil case saying that he lied about his assets, overinflated them by billions of dollars so he could get more favorable loans. And he would just go in, and some of them weren't even in the ballpark. They would be inflated by 100% or more. I puzzled why he is going into court, because he's already lost and now they're just deciding damages. Letitia James says the minimum is $250 million. From the evidence that I've seen, I think it could be upwards of a billion. But in any event, he goes into court to hold press conferences insulting and blasting the judge, Letitia James, and the court personnel. That's what he's doing. The only witness on the stand today was a tax preparer who said that, well, I looked at these valuations. I thought they're crazy. So I asked for appraisals. And I don't know then what happened. Did he get them? Did he get fake appraisals? Whatever it was. All Trump is there to do is to make a campaign appearance. He called the prosecutor, Letitia James, a racist, says he's a villain. He attacked the judge, the court clerk. He attacked the judge, said that what he is doing is a criminal offense, the judge, criminal offense, and that he shouldn't be investigated for criminal charging. And here's something else he did, and this is disgusting. There is a clerk of the court, the judge's clerk. The judge's clerk sits, her name is Ashley Greenfield, and she sits at a small desk very, very close to where Trump is sitting. He posted a photo of her and said, she is Schumer's girlfriend, and she is running this case against me. How disgraceful. This case should be dismissed immediately. He put it up for a period of time, then he took it down. That is an invitation to lone wolves to take action against her. Calling Letitia James, he called her a monster. Called her a monster. Said she was disgraceful, that she is a racist. That's a mafia code word to lone wolves to do violence against her. He attacked the judge. Said he's a Democrat, he never says Democratic, activist, and he is committing a crime by trying Donald Trump. That is an invitation to lone wolves. Are there examples of lone wolves? Yes, there are. When he trashed the FBI, a lone wolf went to an FBI office in Ohio with a gun and had to be shot. When he attacks Mexican-Americans, there was a lone wolf who lived in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, probably Fort Worth, and drove all the way to El Paso, which is a very long drive to take a semi-automatic into a Walmart and murder a number of people. Tanya Chutkan right now in Washington, D.C. is considering a motion to put a gag order on him. What he says is, well, I'm running for president and I can do whatever I want. Then what he does small, stupid, immature, disruptive things. Crooked Donald Trump. Crooked Donald Trump just put an order today for $5,000 of McDonald's hamburgers and fries to be delivered to the courthouse in New York where he is. $5,000 worth. Now, Big Mac fries and a Coke, what is that? $5,000 worth. These are the fringes of the law. I have been in courthouses where it spilled over lunch hour, many of them. Usually you go to the courtroom cafeteria, you go out to a restaurant. It is theoretically possible, if you are assigned a conference room, to have somebody bring in sandwiches. You can't provide food for the court personnel when you are a litigant. If Trump did this to give food to the court personnel, that's a criminal offense. But it's so kind of low-key, you know, it's McDonald's. He thinks it's a joke. He did not buy $5,000 worth of McDonald's to feed him and his lawyers. This is the kind of garbage and junk he does because he is a lowlife and a crook and a liar. But by posting the picture of the judge's clerk, posting the picture of Ashley Greenfield, that stays on the post, even if he takes it down. People can retrieve that. That is an invitation to murder. Every one of the judges in the four cases that he is fighting right now that are criminal, and I'm talking about Washington, D.C., I'm talking about Atlanta, Georgia, I'm talking about Alvin Briggs in New York. Now, the fourth one, Eileen Cannon, yeah, it was Mercedes Cannon, is a Trump operative. So I can't imagine that she's being threatened by his mafia types. But these judges, I'm told, all require round-the-clock security because of what he's doing, round-the-clock security. And now the judge, Arthur Erdogan, in New York on the civil fraud case, Letitia James, and now his clerk, you know, how much do you think a clerk makes? How much do you think a clerk makes? Not a lot. You think she can afford round-the-clock security? No, she can't. No, she can't. Mitt Romney pays $5,000 a day, and with expenses and other things, it comes to $2 million a year because he can afford it. Who can afford that for all their kids? Trump is a mafia chieftain ordering hits. I can't say it any more bluntly than that. So what Erdogan did is he put in a partial gag order. Erdogan, this is the judge, said nobody in this case, Democrat, I should say prosecutor, defendant, can post any information about any court personnel. But what happens if one of the Proud Boys does because Trump tells them to? If you can prove that Trump told them to, Trump committed a felony. That takes discovery and a trial. And how many times do you indict this guy? He's a rogue operative fomenting violence. The three characteristics of the modern Republican Party, and this is not the Republican Party that you knew and I knew. It's not the Republican Party of Dwight Eisenhower or any of these people. This is a group that has usurped the name Republican, stolen the trademark, and their characteristics are violence, chaos, and fraud. They've caused the deaths of people on January 6th. They're going to cause more deaths, and they're headed by a Hitlerian character who some people are still supporting. And they're supporting them in the Republican primary only because the others make you gag when you look at them. They make you gag when you hear them speak. We're going to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend. You're next. What's in your mind, Mark?
Yeah, could the judge order Donald Trump to pay for the security for those people that now their lives are actually on the line? I mean, it is just, what's deeply disturbing to me is that Trump has got people so loaded up now, so wired up, is that how do you know we all shouldn't be prepared to defend ourselves with deadly force when somebody gets on our face and starts screaming at us, and if they perceive that we're not a Trump supporter, get in our face, and we don't know whether this person is going to use deadly force against us.
That is a very, very good idea that I'd never heard before. Yes, a judge could order somebody who causes something bad to happen to remedy it. Yes. And the judge could say, in my judgment, what you have to do to remedy your conduct is to provide Ashley Greenfield with round the clock security. We're not going to let you do the security. So we are going to, here's the bill. And if he doesn't pay it, that's a judgment against him. And it's reduced to judgment and they seize his real estate. That's an excellent idea. Thanks a lot for calling. Next one up, Andrew of Detroit, my friend. You're next. What's on your mind, Andrew?
Hey, Matt. I was listening to a show this morning, and there was somebody giving advice saying, Judge Chutkan has to be very careful with what she does so this doesn't go to the Supreme Court where he could say, this judge violated my First Amendment right. And I hadn't thought of that before, but she has to be very careful with this. And probably the best solution is to move, as she's thinking, I guess, of doing, moving the case closer. Move up the date. So
yeah.
I don't know what your thoughts are about that, but we can't have that.
No, that's a very good idea. And, you know, she originally had it for, I think it was March 4. And it's funny you brought that up, because Trump just brought a motion for a delay so that his lawyers could, quote, get qualified to see classified documents, because there are going to be a few classified documents. And he thought it would be delayed. Well, what ended up was she said, OK, I'm not delaying it. They've got to get certified by October 11, a week from now. Okay, there is a response in the vote. Apparently, somebody just handed me a note. The yes votes were 216. The no votes were 210. And nobody voted present. The target was 211. So it looks like he's recalled. It looks like McCarthy may have been recalled. I'm going on a note that was just handed to me. I have not had a chance, frankly, to look at the screen, but stay tuned, and we'll have this clarified as soon as we can on this show. Todd or Billy, my friend, we'll squeeze you in before the break. What's in your mind, Todd or Billy?
Hey, Matt. Boy, some of the most outrageous threats that Trump has made have been against members of the military. And as a former member of the military yourself, these are some highly trained, tough hombres, and man, I wonder what's going to happen if somebody, some of Trump's idiots try to mess with them. Oh boy.
Yeah, that's a good point. He called for General Milley to be executed, and Paul Gosar in Arizona said he should be hanged. Well, you know, there's a lot of army guys that are not going to like that quite a bit. If one of them tries that, the problem is Milley needs round the clock protection now. And that's not a pleasant way to live. In other words, you and I take for granted we can go out to dinner with our families. And I just got another note. The speaker position has been declared vacant. And, you know, I attribute this to McCarthy over the weekend. That idiot goes on all the networks and trashes the Democrats. I mean, who saved him before? I think that this guy just is not ready for prime time. But this is very serious. We do not know who is going to be the new speaker. We're coming to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Inside a plastic box. She's a 20th century Fox. 20th century Fox. 20th century.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
You can't impeach someone before they've committed an alleged crime. Even principled conservatives are going to look at that action and say, come on, what's going on?
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Dan Knoedl, Republican of Germantown, said he was moving forward to uphold his quote-unquote constitutional duty, which is a joke.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
It's the Wild West of how students are using generative AI.
As educators, there's sort of six responses that we can have to these new tools. We could ignore it. Mm-hmm. We could ban it. We can try and outfox it. We can teach about it. We can actually teach it, or we can teach with it. I think the most exciting one, of course, is to teach with it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
It is going to be another warm one today, partly cloudy, up to 84 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 15 to 25. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms, 65. Tomorrow, a lingering shower or thunder shower in the morning, then partly cloudy, cooler, 71. By Thursday, partly cloudy with a high of only 64. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 82.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Okay. Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going right back to the lines, but I did just get another note, another slip of paper, that a congressman named Patrick McHenry has been declared the Speaker pro tem. Patrick McHenry declared the Speaker pro tem. Now, pro tempore just means for the time. In other words, it's not permanent. He has to be voted on, but you can't have a House of Representatives with nobody up there in the Speaker chair. They'll all just fist fight with each other. So, Kevin McCarthy was removed. I was certain a few Dems would step in, but they got ticked off about what he said over the weekend, apparently. Didn't think they could trust him to even stick with the Ukraine funding and with other kinds of funding. And an individual named Patrick McHenry. I'm going to look him up after the show, but Speaker pro tem. We're going right to the lines. Joe of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling, Joe. What's in your mind today?
Occurs to me that it occurs to me, Matt, that two things. First off, in terms of Mr. McCarthy and his inability to keep his mouth shut in terms of trashing the Dems who helped him out, old family expression, even a fish knows when to keep his mouth shut. You know, if you can't manage to keep your mouth shut, good luck to you, you know? You deserve what you get. I wanted to just reiterate the concerns that Mark had brought up about paying for the security of the law clerks of the judge in New York. This woman has had her photo out there on the net, and we know stuff gets out there. It's out there now. This is her face out there and her name. It will not take much to find out who she is, and she is at an increased risk of who knows what. Are people going to attack her? Are they going to shoot her? She has no idea. We have a list now of Cassie Hutchinson is under some sort of protection. Jack Smith had to move from his house. General Miley is apparently paying for security. Mr. Romney, after the impeachment vote, was now paying for his own security. I would ask you, I looked it up, and judicial law clerks in New York are looking at an average yearly salary of $131,000 in New York, in the city of New York. I agree with what you're saying. How on earth does this woman pay for security? How her life has just been blown up. She's doing a job. She's in the court helping us all by running our legal system, and now her life has been blown up by the big mouth. When does it stop? I mean, at what point does the judge blow up and say, you're going to jail? If you can't keep, even a fish knows when to keep its mouth shut. But instead, this guy gets favor after favor after favor. You've been in courtrooms before. You tell me what would have happened to you and your client if your client had set about to getting your law clerk of the judge doxed. Tell me what would have happened, Matt. What would you have expected to have happened if your client had done such a thing? Thanks, Matt. I appreciate it.
Right. No, thank you. And I will tell you what, especially after this long pattern of his doing it, and just he taunts people. You'd be put in jail. You'd be put in jail for contempt. And I think what Erdogan is doing, the judge out there is saying, okay, you don't do it again. Well, this poor woman you know, whatever salary she makes in New York City doesn't go as far as it would out here. Believe me, number one. Number two, she can't possibly pay for this. And the police are overextended out there at all. He knows what he's doing. He is sadistic. He is sadistic. He was at a Republican convention over the weekend, and he made fun of Paul Pelosi, Nancy Pelosi's husband, for being hit over the head and having his skull cracked by a hammer. And he made jokes about it, and the crowd laughed. And I have a question. When did sadism penetrate the Republican Party? When did sadism penetrate the Republican Party? It didn't under Eisenhower. It certainly didn't under Lee Dreyfus, Warren Knowles, Tommy Thompson. It did not. It did not. But it did now. And I'll tell you, yeah, the judge can order him to pay. He'll have the Proud Boys do it next time and say he didn't tell them. They'll lie. Or what he'll do is he'll find another way to try to disrupt things out there. He can be put in jail. He can be put in jail. Now, what he's saying is, well, you'd have to put the Secret Service in jail, too, because they got to protect me from what? The fellow inmates? Yeah. But OK, put them all in jail. You're not putting the Secret Service in jail. You're having accommodation next to him. What he is doing is unhistorical. It's beyond belief. Somebody of that stature is expected to comport himself, and this is a low bar, as a human being and not a sadist, as a human being and not a sadist. But I agree with you and I agree with Mark. I would impose costs on him and I would lock him up. Northwoods Terry, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind today, Northwoods Terry?
No, I'm just going to say, Matt, that McHenry Rackville is a mega Republican from North Carolina.
So, oh, okay. Patrick McHenry. Yeah. You know what's funny about that is if you took out the McHenry and called him Patrick Henry, that's an iconic name in American history. So I'm going to thank you very much, Northwoods Terry, for calling that in. And I'm going to look him up right now as soon as I get off the air. But as Speaker Pro Tem, he's not going to have a lot of influence to affect policy. But one of the problems is if they can't elect another speaker, November 17 is coming up very quick. And I've got to say, in the House of Representatives, as a rule, if you put in a discharge petition, in other words, the minority can do it, it has to be 30 days notice. Hakeem Jeffries has got to put in a discharge petition by October 17 to fund the government fully, including Ukraine, and then spend the next 30 days scrounging around for a few Republicans who have a spine, most of the Republicans, the majority of the caucus was with McCarthy. This enabled five, actually, when I take a look at the vote, it literally was that. All the Democrats voted against McCarthy, and it looks like five or six, maybe six Republicans, MAGA Republicans voted to against him too. Now we have this Patrick McHenry, whom I never, frankly, spent much time even thinking about or knowing his name, will know now. But what is he going to do by November 17? Who's going to get elected? How are we going to get the government funded beyond November 17? When you have these chicken Republicans in the MAGA group, and then the rest of them won't stand up for McCarthy. They won't stand up for him. At the last minute, they do. At the last minute, they do, and it's too late. How about putting somebody in other than McCarthy who has half a brain and a spine and says, look, I'm going to use Democratic votes under the Hastert rule. I can. That's a Republican rule, not a Democratic rule. If he is over half of the Republican caucus, he will go ahead and do it. And this clown Gates will then move to throw this guy out and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We come to the end of the show. Great show. There's some more callers on the line, but I'm afraid I can't get to you because the show is ending. Great show. Great show as always. Great callers. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place tomorrow. And stand by for another great show. Diamond Crute, Devil's Advocate.
The
the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Do you support the legalization, regulation, and taxation of legal cannabis in the state of Wisconsin? You said yes, Melissa. That was like 12 years ago. What do you think the hangup is?
It's the Republicans. They're suffering from reefer madness. They're out-of-touch legislators in the Capitol building who don't want to give a win to Governor Evers and Democrats.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media.